Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Well, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather once again. Thank you for your word, and we thank you for how it always speaks to us. And we know you will speak to us again this morning, and may we listen. We do just lift up the fellowship here and the outreach going on in the parking lot today, and thank you for beautiful weather with a clear sky, no wind. And may there be many connections made today, Lord, many opportunities to introduce and share the gospel. And may hearts and lives be changed today, Lord. Now is the day for salvation. May be many coming into the kingdom today, Lord, here and everywhere else, really. So lead us now in this time of prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. Working our way through the Song of Ascents today, another short psalm, just 8 verses, but what a powerful, powerful psalm, and I guess I say that with everyone. But this is, out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. So question, have you ever, or maybe more than once, but have you ever at least once been facing death from drowning in water? It's a fearful feeling, isn't it? And you would have drowned had not you gotten help. Well, that's one way of looking at being in the depths. We can think of Jonah in the depths, and now he would be reciting prayers and psalms and so forth. But we see now the children of Israel making their way to Jerusalem. This is kind of just crying out to the Lord, but there's such good principles in here for us, are there not? Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. I'll just read it through, and then we'll go through verse by verse. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. Wow. Abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. So we see here this beautiful, instructive psalm. And so at those times, maybe some of you today are at such a time where you're really down in the bottom of the depths. You're in the pit. You're in the barrel without bottom, so to speak. And you feel hopeless and without any hope of even surviving. And of course, these are always maybe more spiritual than physical, but at times our physical, like I mentioned, drowning, would cause us to give up hope, right? Give up hope. So out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. So what do you do when you're in the depths? You need to remember to pray. You need to remember to pray. And who do you pray to? You pray to the only one who has the capacity that is much greater than any problem you could ever be in. Only one. And how often we try to settle for something much less than that. Oh, if I could just find a little crutch, maybe I could get a little bit of help. We're not looking for a little crutch. We're looking for someone who can totally help us. So you say, Lord, hear my voice. Now, we know we don't have to wake him up. We know we don't even have to pray loudly. He's already putting the words in our heart that we're going to pray before we even pray. He already knows your total situation. He already knew from the foundation of the world you'd be in this mess. But when I cry out, my prayers are for me more than they are for anything else. I want to express what is really on my heart, right? What is really on my heart. And so I'm in desperate need. So I want you to hear my voice because I know you can deliver me. And I want you to know I'm listening and waiting and wanting and I need help. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. As you look through Solomon's dedicatory prayer at the time the temple was dedicated, I think there's 7 or 8 times he does basically that very thing. He is asking the Lord to hear, let his ears be attentive, or maybe let his eyes see, or whatever. But using the terms of our bodies in a way, because we kind of think of that. I mean, I hear with my ears, right? I don't necessarily hear with my feet or something else. But so let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Now, right away, you probably get some voices from the other side saying, what a sinner you are, no wonder you're in this mess. Or even worse than that, what do you think you're doing now praying to the Lord? You never pray unless you're in a real tight spot. Do you think God is going to listen to you just when you really want him and no other time? Well, then we go to this verse. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? That's all of us. Nobody is free from sin. Nobody is free from iniquities. But we don't want to turn our problem into blaming God. It's your fault, God. Or the other way of saying, yeah, I guess I deserve worse than that. Boy, you're marking iniquities. That's why I'm in this mess. No, you're not in that mess because of him marking iniquities on you. Jesus has already done that once and for all. And then the promise there, oh Lord, who can stand? And we think of Jacob and his iniquity. We think of Balaam time, you know, Lord, that Balaam was supposed to curse the nation of Israel. And here he's up there looking down and he says, you know, God doesn't remember Jacob's iniquity. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, oh Lord, who could stand? But listen, there is forgiveness with you. Aren't you glad we have a forgiving God? My, oh my, just think what that means. I mean, we take it so for granted. I'll call upon the Lord and I'll confess my sins and he will forgive me. Well, he's got to because he's not just, he wants to keep his promises. He has, in a way, no choice. He must keep his promises. It's not just that he will keep his promises, he must keep his promises. And he is a God of forgiveness, but there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared or appreciated or worshiped or honored. Just think of who he is. And now you've prayed, you've cried, so what do? You stamp your feet and say, I want an answer now, like a little 2-year-old maybe. No, we wait. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. How good are you at that? Not so good. I am not so good at that. But I have to keep reminding myself, I've turned it over to him. Now don't take it back. I think of Jacob, you know, he prays, he wrestles all night and prays, but then he still goes back to dividing his things up into groups of 7 and all this stuff and putting the least desired children and least desired concubines out in front and then putting the best ones in the back. And I mean, all of this organization, right? Even though I've turned it over to the Lord and trusting him completely, I've got to do all of my organizing now, right? But my soul waits for the Lord in his word. I do hope. Are you hoping in his word? Are you hoping in his word? My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. I've never had a security job, and I hope, well, I did do that in the Army. I had walked the guard and that kind of stuff. And actually, for some time, I was kind of watching the guards, checking on them to see if they were watching till the morning hours. But we do really wait to see that light start to come up, right? because it's such a beautiful thing. And whether you're on watch or not, it's such a beautiful thing if you're up early in the morning and you watch it start to get light over in the east, and then it just keeps getting more and more bright. More than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's forgiveness. There's hope. Here's mercy. And with him is abundant, and not just redemption, but it's abundant redemption, full redemption. Oh my, oh my. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Well, it's been a long time, 2,000 years, since they rejected Jesus and have had no temple, have had no blood sacrifice. And without Jesus, you don't have much, do you? So they're in a miserable state, really, most of them. But he's coming. And if you think of the word rapture, there's not a problem in the world that the rapture won't cure for those who are believers. But not so for the unbeliever. The rapture doesn't help the unbeliever at all, because then you go right into the judgment and the taking care of the evil and the wickedness throughout the world. But, O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, for he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Father, help us to stand on your promises. Help us to remember who you are. And help us to demonstrate that in our lives, Lord. And so often, people pay the most attention to a believer when that believer is in great difficulty and in the depths, because people can relate to that. They can't relate to us saying, oh, have the Lord in your life and everything is fine. They can't relate to that because their life is a mess. But they can relate to us, especially when we're going through extraordinarily tough times that they go through. And they see, here we are, having hope, depending on you. So may that be a witness today for each of us, to show your love to those around us. Father, again, we want to lift up the grounds of which we're sitting on here right now and the outreach here today, and pray that you would draw many people here. And Lord, there would be some changes made today in the hearts and lives of people, spiritually speaking, primarily. And there would be a receiving of you. There would be first, though, really a recognition that a Savior is needed, that they're sinners without hope, and that we are created in your image, with an eternity in view and an eternity promised for each human being, the only animals created that is present for, I believe. But we are in your image, and we will exist forever. We don't call it living apart from you, but it still is forever. So, Lord, I just pray today that there would be many that would see the light, would see the good news of the gospel. And Lord, may we be usable, I pray. So we lift this day up to you in that regard. And each one of us here has special needs. Each one of us here has those special ones that are always kind of in our minds, wondering about if they took their last breath right now, where would they be? And in some cases, maybe we have unnecessary questions, but in other cases, maybe not even enough question because, well, I know that person's fine. I know they're saved. Well, we don't know any of that, but you do. And so we cry out to you for salvation, and we want to pray for those who have not yet committed to you, because that is the only commitment that is really important in this entire lifetime in these bodies. So lead us and guide us now in this time of prayer as we gather together here. and help us to speak out kind of loudly in a way, because we're in a bigger room and can't really hear too well, particularly when we have people sitting in front of us and our backs to us. And you hear, Lord, whether we whisper or no sound at all, but just so we can join in an amen, help us to lift our voices up loudly enough to be heard in that regard. So lead us now in Jesus' name. Father, I want to come against the wicked one, against the evil forces behind this interruption here in another election year by the paid demonstrators and those who want to bring division in this country. We think of 4 years ago, exactly the same thing happened with the George Floyd thing. And now even a more flimsy excuse for protests than I can even imagine, because it's so totally opposite what the facts are, and wanting to stand for Hamas and all that stuff. But it does show us the depth of depravity in this nation because of our turning our back on you, really. And so, Lord, I just pray against that wickedness. I pray that the administrators and others would stand up and do what is right rather than cow down to the evil. And, Lord, we know if all of those hiding under the cloak of freedom of speech and under the cloak of freedom in this nation, and yet at the same time wanting to kill everything and burn everything and destroy everything, and you know all of that, Lord. But I do pray this precious nation that you founded so beautifully and have used in such a magnificent way, it's about on its last legs, it looks like, but may a little more be squeezed out of this before the rapture. And so, Lord, we do lift up. We lift up those who are standing for what is right. And Lord, with all of that, we just pray for all of the law enforcement people, the ones who are in such perilous positions and hated by the people that they are protecting, and protecting their lives, and laying down their potential lives every day they put their uniform on, so to speak. And you know all of that, but we just pray that your will be done. And Lord, we know your kingdom is coming. We pray for that all the time, and it's coming soon. And in your great mercy, you're delaying that coming till more come in, and the fullness of the Gentiles apparently has not yet come in yet today. We don't know, but here we are, and we just thank you for meeting us here this morning. And help us as we go our separate ways today to really redeem this day. Redemption, yes, redemption, but may we redeem the time. We have very few days left, we believe, and we will look back and say, oh, remember that that one April the 20, what is it, the 7th or whatever today is, I can't even remember, what that day that we just met that little family group on Saturday morning and prayed, and how quickly we were surprised after that how the end came, not because we prayed, but just we're running out of time, and so we want to redeem the time. So thank you for this special time. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's close here with a redemption song. I think it's on your notes. I hope you all have one. If you don't, we've got them here.
In Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeem, redeem, redeem.
In his beauty, the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guards every footstep and gives me a song in the night.
Father, we say amen to that, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and we thank you for that.
Yes.
Help us to pass that on to more and more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.